Okay, today I want to talk about the topic of Heseba. Whatever I'm telling you is coming from the Sefer, the very popular Sefer, Mayadim L'Simcha. Mayadim L'Simcha, there are two volumes in the Chayyid, Shlissim Nizcheli Beis, he has a very, by, Tuvia, Freund, Hey Reish Yud Yud Nundalit, Freund. Okay, he has... Freund. I think his name is Freund. Freund. Tuvia. These are very popular Svarim. He has many volumes, each of the Chadashim. Beautiful Svarim. He has a very, very elaborate section on his Seba. I only got through about half. So let me share with you some of the things that I found interesting. Number one, what is the Makar? What is the Makar in the Torah that there should be Din of a Seba? This is an Asmachta. This is a Gemara, Masechta Arvei Pesachim. The Makar comes from a medrash. Not it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says Afilu Oni. Well, the Gemara says Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael Lo Yoichal Ad She Yosef. Even the poorest man in Klal Yisrael may not eat the matzah. He may not drink the four cups of wine until he does Heseba. And the chiddush of Ad She Yosef, the chiddush of this mishnah, according to the Mefarshim, is to do Heseba, you need certain kalim. You know, you can't bang in a nail. You can't bang a nail into the wall unless you have a hammer. I don't think it's going to go well with your hand. You need the right tools to get the job done. To do Heseba, you need the right chair, the right pillow, and the right table. You need a combination of many things in order to do Heseba. An Oni Shebi Yisrael may not have any of the above. He may not have a table. He may not have a chair. He may certainly is not going to have pillows and blankets. So how is he supposed to do Heseba? So the Gemara in fact tells us that in the time of the Gemara there were some very poor Talmidei Chachamim and they did Heseba on each other. They improvised, which seems to imply that to do Heseba, you need to lean on something. It's not just a chair; you need to lean on another object. Someone told me that by Belsky, he did research. Belsky's a genius. He did all different types of research in the secular cultures of different ways of sitting when you eat. Today, you go to the White House, you go to a state dinner in any country. I don't believe there's something called Heseba. Even if they have these big, beautiful chairs, when they're probably eating, they're probably sitting up. Right, they're not going to recline on an angle, but there's an art.
That's the way they used to eat in the Middle East.
There's an art. It's not really clear to us exactly the exact technique.
Bnei Brak is not the city, but when they say Shohim, it's a type of chair. A Bnei Brak is like a bottle.
Abarbanel says this? Only Abarbanel would say something radical like that. That's a radical way of thinking.
They were sitting in these chairs that are called Bnei Brak.
The rub of Bnei Brak.
He was the one that came on the chair.
Out the window. That Zvart is out the window. It's a new business. They give a hechsher on chairs. Is this chair kosher? Same chair. Give a hechsher. For the badats. The badats will give a hechsher. You have to pay the tax. Okay, it fits with the personality of the Abarbanel, the Sefer Shavart.
Maybe okay, he had it in Spain. That's what he said.
It's a radical interpretation. But it appears that we have lost the art. We have lost the art of Heseba. Maybe you can study ancient civilizations and have the Heseba. I'm willing to bet that Rabbi Deutsch in the Living Torah Museum, he probably can tell us exactly what Heseba could be. He probably has a chair from ancient times. But it's very clear from the commentators is that we're missing something. There are many parts.
There's an ice cream, a non-gebrucht ice cream sandwich, which is called kayak.
Okay, but obviously, at kedei kach, then many poets can say the same. I don't remember where it comes from. Many poets can say that you're not yoitze heseba if you don't have a table.
What kind of table?
Any table. You must have the food on a separate standalone table. If you are sitting all alone, like you see the Muslims, they sit on the floor and they don't have a table. You hold your food and you lean on the side. You're not yoitze heseba. Part of a heseba requires you have to have a table. You don't have to have pillows and blankets, it says, because the Talmidim, Rabbi Talmidim, and maybe Rabbi Kiva, they were very poor. They leaned on each other. They leaned on each other, so it seems you have to lean on something. But that's a table. A low table, but it's a table. But let's say there is no table. You have nothing. You're just holding the matzah in your hand. There's the matzah, there's nothing in front of you. I don't know if you have to hold it, put the matzah on the table, but there has to be a table in front of you in order to be ate. So many places can say the same thing. A seder requires the very minimum of table. Sitting, not necessarily sit on the floor. Leaning, it appears you have to lean on something. I don't know all the details. So we do the best we possibly can, but there is something called a seba. Fine. Now a seba, even Ani Shabbi Shom is not yet to the mitzvah unless he does a seba. Period. What's the makar? Where is there a remez and a smachta in the Torah? There's a seba. This is a medrash. This is not a chassidish of art. This is a medrash in Shmos Rabba. The medrash says, Vayaseh, which parasha sechof. Oyus Yudches is a serious business. Vayaseh, Elokim Esa'am Derech Amidbar Yamsef. Hashem guided, Hashem turned, Hashem caused them, instead of going the straight and narrow, Hashem brought them in the roundabout way, Vayasev. So the Medrash Rabbah darshins, okay, this is an extreme drush. Vayasev means Lashmi Lashon Hesebo. And therefore it's Ma'akev. If you don't do Hesebo, we know the halacha is that Delichatchila you're supposed to, we'll discuss this, the halacha, the Sfardim are much more machmud than Ashkenazim, but according to the Sfardim, according to the Ramah, pretty much if you eat the matzah without Hesebo, you have to eat the matzah again. If you drink the koisais without a seba, you're in a lot of trouble. If you do the first, because you shouldn't have two, you're not in the third and fourth, the halacha lemaisa, if you drink the kois without a seba, if it's the third or fourth kois, you do not drink it again. With mekel, that the seba is not ma'ake, but the first and second kois, you're supposed to drink the kois all over again if you forget to do a seba. We'll come to these halachas in a few moments. But this is the basic yisod, a seba, table, table, a certain posture, a chair, you need to lean upon something. Okay? Makar?
Just the balabas, just the
head. Every single person. Every single person. We're going to come to this example about women, there's a little bit different. We'll come to that in a moment. But everyone. Afilu ani shebi yisrael. Okay, listen, we're running out of time. And it comes from the word vayasev. Vayasev elokim esa'am derech hamidbar yamsuf. Okay, now let's go a step further. Why? What's the tamei hamitzvah? What's the reason why the Chazal have required us to do hesev? All it says in the Gemara is, afilu ani shebi yisrael. What? So how do the Rishonim break up the reason? So he presents here this incredible piece of research, four different reasons from the Rishonim, not for why we do hesev. The first, the most popular, is because it's derech cheres. A free man, a slave, in ancient times, slaves don't do a seba. A person's a slave by a master, the slave sits up, he's afraid, he doesn't even sit. He. By the way, one of Allah, if a person stands, this is not really a seba, this is the extreme opposite. If a person stands when he's eating the matzah, lo yatsa, according to all day. Even women that don't do a seba have to sit down. You're not allowed to eat in the kind of the mitzvahs of that's certainly not cheres. To stand eating the matzah, to stand drinking the kaisais, that is even a madrega below a seba. That is no good l'choladeis. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the first time is derech cheres. It is an expression of freedom to eat but derech a seba. That is the most popular given by a number of the Rishonim. I can tell you exactly who says that. Give me 1 second. If I could turn the page here. Who's the one who says this? I think the Rambam says this. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Rambam. Yep, the Rambam says this. Okay, it is Cheirus. Okay. Now, I'm sorry. No, that's the second reason is Cheirus. The Rambam. Alright, okay, Rishonim say this. I can't tell you this moment who says it, but this is what it says in Rishonim. The second reason is what the Rambam says. It's not Cheres. It's not exactly the same thing. It's Laharois es atzmo ki'ilu hu yotzom in Mitzrayim. It's a different tam. It's not you're showing yourself that you're leaving Egypt.
Maybe that is the Rambam.
That's the Rambam.
What's the difference in the Loshon Laharos or Liros?
To show laharos es atzmo. This is the Tzitz Eliezer's medayik in the Rambam. Okay, everyone knows Rav Waldenheim. Rav Tzitz Eliezer. He's a very chiddush. He says that he's splitting hairs. So the lumdus. There's a difference between cheirus and being laharis es atzmo kilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim. And this reason have a very big effect on the halacha in one moment. If you learn that it's purely midin cheirus, it can very well be, let's already bring out this point, it can very well be that bizman hazeh, you don't need to do it anymore. We're going to present in a few moments the shita of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh is world famous. If you discuss the topic of Seba and you don't say the Rav Yoh, you're out. You're out of the game. You're out of the game. The Rav Yoh is quoted by the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Rav Yoh that Bizman Hazeh, when was the... Now these are very scary words. The only people who do Seba Bizman Hazeh 2015 are Cholim. Are people in the hospital. Okay? Three men, healthy people today don't do Haseba. Go check out the whole world. It's not done. You may have a reclining chair, but when you eat, sit up when you eat. Okay, your wife is going to tell you sit up when you eat. No matter what kind of reclining chair you'll be sitting on during the Haggadah, you're going to sit up when you're eating. So only one who does a seva bizman hazeh are cholim, sick people. So the Rav Yoh says this is called cheirus. This is called cheirus. Not today.
The Nemeil,
according to the Shita of the Rav Yoh, you don't need to do Haseba Bizman Hazeh. This halacha has expired. Shocking thing to say that suddenly it says in the Gemara, Afilu Onished Yisrael, Yilo Yotz, until he's Yosef, actually Yosef, the Rav Yoh Rishon says, and this is already the Rishonim, says, it expired. This halacha you can remove from Shulchan Aruch. You can remove it. It's one of the, by the way, it's one of the Dal Kash, it's one of the And along comes the Rav Yoh, and the Rav Yoh says, the Rav Yoh has Haggadah. The Rav Yoh also has Haggadah. And there's now only has three kashas. He deleted the fourth question. Because there's no Haseba. It's for Cholim. What, you want to go into the hospital? That's what the thing is all about, so forget about it. Now, plug that into the Ram. Plug that into the difference between the Rambam and the first time. The first time is Derech Eris. It's not Derech Eris. It's not Derech Eris. But if the time is to show Ki'ilu Hu Yotzan in Mitzrayim, which we're going to come to in a few moments, is the Marshal. The Marshal is a very big Chiddush. Is that the reason why when we're doing a Seba? Let me take a step back. Everyone from childhood is taught that when the night of the Seder, you're reenacting Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're reliving the experience. I can't speak to anyone but myself, but I always got the feeling is that we're living in the modern age. We're very sophisticated people. We have smartphones, we have internet, we have electricity, we have, you know, modern plumbing, washing machines. We're sophisticated. We are not going back to the dark ages. No way. We're not going back to the pyramids, no matter what. Oh, but it's Pesach. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Torah is eternal. Right? So what are we going to do to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Ram, kayim of the laharoi, sesatzma, okidu, the Ram, laharos? It's basically, we're going to bring ancient Egypt into the 21st century, and we're going to relive the Exodus, we're going to relive it. We're going to make believe we're leaving Mitzrayim, but we're going to be leaving Mitzrayim on automobiles. Exit visas, automobiles, with electricity, with cell phones. We'll be texting each other as we're going out. Where are you? We'll take selfies of the pyramid on the way out. We're going to relive Chayiv Adam Laharoi Sesat Smokilu Hoyatsa. We're reliving it, but we're reliving it on our terms. In this generation, that is the way I really understood the Chayiv Adam Laharos Esatzma. We live it, reenact it, but reenact it in this generation. And forget about all the joking around. In a spiritual sense, we're also in Galus. We're going to bring the Gula that was in ancient times, bring that Gula into this generation, and we live it. We live it in this generation. The Marshal says it's not the Pshat. The Marshal says when you go to Pesach, and it's very important, he doesn't say it in these words, I'm really building up more than what he says, but I believe he says this, is you're going into a time machine. When you sit at the Seder, you're going into a time machine and you're going back, you're literally going back into ancient civilization. Yeah, exactly. You put on a turban, you sit on the floor, you forget about technology, forget about where you are. It's a time machine. And that explains why you do Haseba. Haseba today, in the 21st century, is for Cholim. But in ancient Egypt, Haseba is the way you show cheros. Is the way you chayil adam laharos es atzma. The way that's the way the free people lived in ancient Egypt. So therefore, Haseba has nothing to do with the way we live today. Today, Taka, according to the Rav Yo Yipater, because the Rav Yo learns either there's no din of Laharos, there's a din of Liros. Even if you want to say it's Laharos in the 21st century, that's the Rav Yo. You're in the 21st century, that's the first time. The first time is Cheros. That's not called Cheros. Sorry to tell you, 21st century, that's not Cheros. Cheros today is a different type of Cheros. So do whatever you do, Cheros was not a Zed's exempt. But if you learn like the Rambam, and you learn the Marshal's Mahalach in the Rambam, the Marshal's Mahalach in the Rambam is that you're going into a time machine, you're going back into ancient times. That's how you lived in Cheros. That's now Rav Shulman Zalman Arbach, we'll come down the very, like this we'll discuss right now. Rav Shulman Zalman Arbach uses this as an explanation to explain why women today are very lenient in Haseba. The Rama says, Meikar Hadin, women do not have to do Haseba. They don't do Haseba. But why? Because in ancient times, you know, women didn't do Haseba. Only Noshim Chashuvas. Only distinguished. Bezman Hazeh, Noshe Didon. In our generation, Noshim Didon Chashuvas. Every Jewish woman, Bezman Hazeh, that's the mitzvah. It's already in the Rama. Alachas Kam Vakama. Today, in 21st century, they're more Chashuv than men. We all know that. Shalachas Kam Vakama, Bezman Hazeh, women do Haseba. Really? Do women really do Haseba? Go take a poll. Go take a poll and you will discover that even though Noshim should do Chashuvos, hiddenness. A lot of women are not so they're not so comfortable doing Haseba. They don't do Haseba. And the men are not giving them Musar, do Haseba, do Haseba. No one, they're not teaching them Beis Yaakov, that's Yehar Gal Yavar, to do Haseba. So there's a very difficult question. This all the Mefarshim missed. What's going on in Manavshach? Why are men doing Haseba? The Rav Yo is right. The Rav Yo is right. Haseba, this halacha has expired. Take it out of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not their Acheres. It's only for Cholim. So we're preserving the way it was. So the same way men are only doing it lezecher. So women are no different. Just so women also should do it lezecher. What? That's exactly what Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says. Because what is Rav Shlomo Zalman is also working with this marshal. When you're doing Haseba, as we do halacha lemaisa, it's not cheros. Because it's not really Cheres. It's only Chayav Laharos, you're going back into a cave, you're going back into a time machine. If we were living in Mitzrayim, here's the Chiddush. If we were living in Mitzrayim, would our wives be doing a Seba? Okay, this is a very important point. If we were living in Mitzrayim, take you and take your wife into the time machine, go back 3,000 years, force her into the time machine, take her back into that culture, and then you're going to say, oh, we're here in Egypt. You may have been very chosh, you may have been the CEO of who knows what. Of who knows what in the 21st century, but you've come back with me here into ancient Egypt. And guess what, my wife? Here.
Get me.
Here in Egypt, women are on the bottom of the social ladder. Oh. Women have no status.
No, but it's still.
That's what it says. Only so, you want to say, they were in Egypt, there was maybe one or two chashuva women in Egypt, maybe they wanted to. You can't say that the whole Klal Yisrael is going back in the time machine into ancient Egypt. We're going to make every single woman into a madrega of chashuvas. You can't do, maybe one, maybe the Rebbetzin, the Rav's wife, maybe she'll be in that madrega. But to go make every single woman, and no, the women are not going to like to hear this. It's very insulting. But it's not, the Marshal says, we're not living Chayev Adam Laharos Esatzmo does not mean take the experience of Egypt and bring it to the 21st century and reenact it in this period of time. It means take yourself, put yourself in a time machine into ancient society and relive it there. If you're taking your wife with you in the time machine and she comes to ancient Egypt, she's not going to be an Isha Chashuva, whether she likes it or not.
Because that wasn't even there.
But you're taking it with you. What?
Moshe's wife wasn't even
okay,
there.
So since even then they were exempt, so Mimela, there's no real meaning why they should be so machmer bizman hazeh. You want to say, if bizman hazeh, you'll tell me that bizman hazeh, it's chirus, and we're taking to Egypt in the 21st century, and it's chirus in the 21st century. Oh, so you're choshev, I'm choshev, you're choshev, noshe didona chashubos, taka, there's no difference between a man and a woman. But if the whole experience is to go back in time, if you're going back in time, then the women weren't choshev back in time. And they were choshev, but they were choshev in a different way. They were not choshev in society where women did haseba. Mela, that's why the minig of Shlomo Zalman says, that's the London's wife, it's man hazeh. It's taka true. Noshe didon chashuvos. They're chashuvos. And the notion that were chashuvos in ancient times did have seba. But you can't say that the whole Klal Yisrael goes back to Egypt, every single woman is going to be on that madrigal, because that's not the way society was set up. Okay, so this is a second time, a very important time of L'chaiv L'haris Asatzma. Now we come to a third time. The third reason is... forgot, so give me one second. Okay, okay. It's because it is a technique. Fascinating reason. This is given by the Me'iri, says this. Okay, it is a technique to inspire a person to sing hallel. When you're sitting at the table, where I am, like this, you're shuckling, like, right? You're shuckling. You're not relaxed. Okay. You're nervous. It's not conducive to sing hallel, to give shevach v'hoida. When you're lying back on the table with your hands folded, you're relaxed, it awakens, it arouses your spirit to give Shevach V'Hoidah. The entire night of Hallel is a night of Shevach. So it's a technique. It's a technique to loosen up your neshama to sing Shirois V'Steshpachas. It's a whole new time. A different world. Put you in a different frame of mind. A technique.
It's like breathing.
It's not a din in the gavra. According to the first term, it's the chayrus. Second, it's laharis asma. It's also a chayrus in ancient times. This is a technique. It's a method. It's a method to awaken your frame of mind. Change your frame of mind. It's dozing off. Okay. Now,
your wife, leave me alone. I'm meditating.
Okay. Now the third. Now this is shocking. This is a shocking reason. The fourth reason. Okay, the fourth reason why we do Chayrus is a fascinating reason, comes from the Yotzreis. It says this in the Yotzreis. The Yotzreis were not exactly, some of them we do know who wrote them, but the Yotzreis were, many were written, but maybe this is from the Kalir. I don't know which Yotzreis this is. Maybe it's from the Kalir, and the Kalir some was a Rishon. That's a good question when he lives. But many of the Paitonim were Rishonim, so we're dealing with some of the Rishonim, and it says there something very shocking, why we are a Seba. It's a Zecher la'anani ha'kovot. Anani ha'kovot spread out. Yoytzer Shabbos ha'gadol. The Yoytzer, the Shabbos ha'gadol v'olam. The Shabbos ha'gadol. It says there. Anani ha'kovot. Look in what I have to. We have to find it. I have to find in this little. So look in the Yoytzer, the Shabbos ha'gadol. It says there that the Seba, when you spread out, what are you doing? You're extending your legs, your arms, your head. You're showing that you're surrounded by pillows and blankets, a footstool, a table, all over. The whole environment is for you. It's a zecher for the Anane HaKavot. It's a little bit strange because you have a whole yomtiv for the Anane HaKavot. We have a yomtiv of Sukkot that's for the Anane HaKavot. We're mixing the holidays. But that's what it says. So Sach HaKol, we take out of here four very different reasons why we do a Seba. Derecherus. Derecherus is very problematic in its purest sense. The Rav Yoh puts a nail in Derecherus because today it's Derecholim. It's not Derecherus. Then we have the second time of Chayv L'Harois Esatza, to relive the experience. But you have to learn like the Marshal. Reliving doesn't mean today. Reliving means going back into ancient times, because in ancient times that's how it was then. So that's what we, even though today it's nonsense, but we're not here. We're in the time machine. It explains why women, this time explains why women do not do Bizman Hazeh. What are the words?
Mama Mesubim B'mita Kavuda Uchulula, Zecher Lecheres, Veribus Anane Kavod.
Veribus Anane Kavod.
She came there with Bnei Melachim.
Anane Kavod surrounded. Okay, the third time is, it's a method to change your frame of mind to sing Shevach Vaidot to Hashem, and the fourth time is Zecher Lanani HaKavod. Okay, now let's next Yisod Machlokes, very important Machlokes, the Rambam and the Baalei Tosfos. The Rambam says that the Din of Seba has really nothing to do with the Dalet Kosos and Matzah, it has to do with the entire experience of the night. It's not, we connected the time that you must do it is the Dal Kaisas and the Matzah, but L'chatchila you should do a Seba when you are the Haggadah and when you're eating for sure. Everything. But it's not really, it was not enacted for the Dal Kaisas, it was not enacted for the Matzah, it was enacted, it's the Tzura of the person at the night of the Seder. The Dal Tosfos clearly disagrees. But Tosfos says no. Heseba is only for matzah and dalid kaisis. That's where it's for. Nothing more than that. You want also? It's also a hinder. But lamai nafgamin. I'll give you two nafgaminas. Machalik is by Karach because you have the Mora. The Machalik is by Karach is, in the Karach there's Mora.
There's
Matzah and Mora. So what's the secret? Is it the Matzah or the Mora? But here the question over here, I'll give you two Nafis and Toises in the Rama. What happens if the doctor tells a person, guess what, this Pesach is your lucky day. No Matzah and no wine. Doctor says you're not allowed to have Matzah and wine. It's sakana for you. I don't look lucky. I'm just joking around. It's not lucky. But the doctor says, for you, my patient, I'm not allowing you to have matzah. It's sakana. I'm not allowing you to have any wine, not even grape juice. Nothing. That's it. So therefore, a year for your potter. You potter this year from the alakaisas. You potter this year from the matzah. Oh, so are you potter from Heseba? Lefi the Rambam, you mechuyif midrabanan, without question to do Heseba during the Suda. And it's a din in the Sagada, you must do Heseba. According to the Baalei Tosfos, you potter, there's no Heseba. If there's no eating matzah, and there's no eating, you'll say the person doesn't have, but he doesn't have any matzah. That's it, you're potter, there's no eating to go eat, do a seba during the Suda. The Suda is only an extension of the matzah, and the more you don't have, so you're potter. That's one after. Another nafkamin, this very posh nafkamin, this happens to many people, is if you forget to do a seba. You eat the matzah, and you don't do a seba. Now, let's put aside the raviyah. Rav Yos says that you don't have to do a seba altogether. But let's say you follow the sheet of the Mechaber that l'chatchila you do, you must do a seba. You must. There are cheris laharis atzmai anani hakavod. It's a technique to give shevach v'hoidah. You have to do a seba, and you forget. So if you, according to the sheet of the Rambam, no big deal. So you forgot. It's not a din in the matzah. It's not a din in the alakosos. So you don't have to go and gorge yourself with too much matzah. So you won't have a seba. You'll do a seba of the next piece of matzah during the suda, during the alakosos, as long as sometime during the suda you did a seba yatzah. But according to Tosfos, it's a din in the alakosos. And so we pass like this. That if you take eat the matzah, or if you take eat the matzah without doing a seba lechatchila, if you can, you should not put yourself in the sakana. You always can fall back on the Rav Yah, but l'chatchila, the person has a large stomach, has room in the stomach, he can, he l'chatchila should eat another piece of matzah to be kind of the nechil matzah, that seba, and it comes to dalo kaisai, so l'chatchila, if you can, you should drink the first and second cup again, but not the third and the fourth, because you drink the third and the fourth, it appears like you're being moisif ala kaisai, the first and the second you can. So this is a very important nafkamina between the two. Okay, now let's come to another idea. Now, this idea, I find this to be fascinating. And I'm going to ask you a question. And on the one hand, the answer is super obvious, super fundamental. But on the other hand, there really is no good answer. It's one of those type of, at least that's how I feel. It's one of those type of questions where it goes to the extreme. Now, let me ask you a question before the question. Let's say you have two people invite you for the Seder. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, oh, please, I beg you, you're home for Yom Tov, please, you have to come with your wife to my Seder. Please, please. And Shimon does exactly the same thing. And Reuven says, by the way, you come to my house, you know, we use non-kosher l'Pesach matzah. That's our minach. We don't use. We just buy matzah the whole year round. We hope for the best. It says in the box, not kosher to Pesach. You know, matzah is matzah. How non-kosher for Pesach could it possibly be? And wine? Well, you know, we don't really like wine, so we use a. We have a fresca. We drink four cups. The first cup is Dr. Pepper. The second cup is fresca. Please, but I beg you, come to my seder. And these are fine hush for people that are honored in all the mitzvahs and all the yeshivas. They're honored. Please come to our seder. And they beg me. And the other person says, come to us. We have the matzah has every hechsher in the world. And the mara is bitter as can be. And the wine, we have wine like you've never had before. The best of the best. Where are you going to go? I'll be halach. Forget about. Where are you going to go? Of course, you're going to go to a kosher seder. I'm going to a seder where I can be mekayim the mitzvah of dalu kaisos and matzah kalacha. What's the shayla? A shayla would go to the other person. What's that? So let me ask you a shayla. You have a Rebbe Muvok. I'm not dealing with, today it's very hard in halacha. I challenge you to really show me someone who can say about themselves, this is my Rebbe halacha, my Rabbi Muvok. I learned from him, Roiv Chochmasai. My whole Derech of Chaim, there are people like this, my whole Derech of life, I learned from this particular Rebbe. It's almost rare, it's almost impossible to find such a person like that today. Today, Talmidim go to a yeshiva that's called a Rebbe. It's not called a Rebbe. The whole mahalach is very—it's very hard to find a real rabbi. But let's say you have a real rabbi, and the rabbi says, "Come to my seder. I want you to sit by my seder. You're going to come. You're coming to me." And then you have your parents. Your parents invite you. You know, we pay for yeshiva. We support you for kollel. Give us some nachas. Come, bring the grandchildren. Come with it. Come to the our seder. So really, you should say to me that going to your parents and giving them nachas is like going to the person that's giving you non-kosher Pesach matzah and giving you a soft drink for the dalal kaisos. Why? If I go to my Rebbe, or if I go to my Rebbe. The Rosh Hashiva, the Gadol Hadar, it should be like going to a non-kosher Pesach Seder. If I go to my Rebbe, I'm not allowed to do Haseba. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to. Feresh Gemara. You're not allowed. It's not Derech Eretz. Tam Lefnei Rabbo Yizasa. Unless Rebbe gives Rishos. And he has a whole page. If you leave, you're not allowed to ask Rishos. Are you allowed to ask Rishos? No, you're not allowed to ask Rishos. If the Rebbe on his own gives you Rishos, gazun to hate. Good for the Rebbe. But if the Rebbe doesn't, it's not Derech Eretz. I'm talking about the real deal. It's very bizarre for us to think of this because we don't have a real Rebbe and Talmud relationship today. But the real deal. If the Rebbe, the Gadol Hadar says, Rabbi Kiva says, come to my Seder, my Talmud, come to my Seder, Rebbe, by you, it's like eating not kosher Pesach Matzah. Because by you, I can't do a Seba. If I'll go to my parents, or I'll go to anyone, there I can do a Seba. So how is any Talmud ever allowed to go to his Rebbe for a Seder? You're putting yourself in a position where you're not allowed to do Haseba. There's a really good question. And yet, the entire flavor of the Haggadah is V'higadita levincha b'yoymahu lemar. A Seder requires dialogue, requires discussion, and you need to talk to your children. But there's 100 Amari Chazal. V'shinamtam levonecha is the Elu HaTalmidim. A person, a student, is so-called in halacha, his child. The Gadat Levincha is fulfilled in many, many dimensions, 100 times greater than your own children. You have your own students. So it's a dover poshut ad me'oid that a Talmud can go to his Rebbe, and he should go to his Rebbe. He should yearn, he should strive to go to his Rebbe. But yet, going to his Rebbe, he's putting himself in a position that he completely is being oikar from Shulchan Aruch, a very basic halacha. Every Talmud should be required bedafta not to go to his Rebbe to mekayim the mitzvah sayom. You have the mitzvah, the ikar is the mitzvah. You do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So my high, what is going to this? Is a really tough question. It's not a simple question. So the answer is, what are the answers? So one answer is, well, the God of Levincha, that says it all. Okay, the obvious answer is, the God of Levincha, Bayamahu Leimar, means Talmud Rebbe. That is koilel everything. Even though you're going to lose out on his Seba, that pales in comparison. It pales in comparison to the big picture of Yigat Levincha. Okay, that's pretty much the answer. The other answers are that it's more chashuv. Giving cover to the Rebbe is more chashuv. Has kedima over the mitzvah of Heseba. Because giving kavod is a din daraisa. Moira rabbi, according to some, is a din daraisa. Moira rabbi, the only time, in fact, and Heseba is certainly only a midrabbanon. It's not a daraisa Heseba. It's a din darabbanon. So the mitzvah daraisa of giving kavod to the Rebbe is something which is daraisa. And the Seba d'Rabbanan, so mainly it wins out. But it's a very interesting point. I'll give you an example of a Lam Shashayla. He presents a very Lam Shashayla. A person, the Paskin, is not like the Raviyah. You must do Haseba. And you forget. You forget to do Haseba. You drink the Dalu Kaisos. You drink the Dalu Kaisos. You eat the Matzah. I just forgot to do Haseba. So what are you going to do now? You're going to do it all over again. That's the halacha. You can do it again. Whatever the situation, the matzah. In walks your Rebbe. In walks my Rebbe. And he sits down and he says, my student, you're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere for the rest of the night. Lock the doors. You're stuck with me. Let's eat some matzah. So you can tell the Rebbe, I already ate matzah. I already was yaitzah. Or, no, you weren't yaitzah. Because when you ate the matzah the first time, you ate the matzah
without a
seva. So now you have to eat matzah again.
Without a seva.
But now, exactly. So here's the hakira. The hakira is, what's better? Is it better? Not you're going to eat matzah again, because when you're going to eat the matzah the second time, you're going to be eating the matzah without a seba. Oh, so that's the shahadi. How do you look at a seba? Do you look when the Rebbe is, this sort of answers the question, when the Rebbe is present, this is the pshat, I'm eating the matzah, but I'm not doing a mehudar. I'm not doing a mehudar. Like you take an esrog. No, it's an esrog. Yeah. It doesn't have the bleitos. It doesn't have the hidurim. No, the pitam and the ukits are not lined up. They're not lined up. It doesn't have the hidur. Or no, if the Rebbe is present, there's no haseba. It's not the pshat. Chazal enacted a takana. Made a takana, you do haseba. Chazal takana doing haseba is only when there's no Rebbe. But when there's a Rebbe, there is no haseba. With my nafkamin, in this situation, you'll be mechuyif to eat the matzah. I ate the matzah, I forgot to haseba. So I did the matzah, half-baked mitzvah. The mitzvah was done, half-baked matzah. It's a chumstig matzah. It's half-baked. Because I didn't do the haseba. So now, when I'll eat the matzah a second time, if it's the pshat when the Rebbe is here, you're mechuyif to do a seba, but the Rebbe is here, so you're not accomplishing anything more. You're falling back on that. You're falling back. I'll go to Rav Yah. I can't do a seba because of a circumstance. I'm puttering this. So therefore, there's no purpose of doing the matzah. But if you learn that when the Rebbe is here, in this case, Chazal told you matzah, and there's no seba because you're eating the matzah together. If you got to Levincha, you're eating the matzah in the spitz, the way it's meant to be in the ultimate goal, then you mechuyev to eat the matzah. The matzah you can eat the second time around is a matzah on a much higher madrigal than the first time. Even though both times you're not doing a seba, the first time you forgot to do a seba. This time there's no dinner say because you're in the presence of your Rebbe. It's a very beautiful hakira. It brings out the essence of what exactly is the absence of doing a seba when you're in the presence of the Rebbe.
My father was shown as a Talmud by Rabbi Bishinsky.
Yeah.
And
came to Pesach Zman, and the Rebbe said, stay with me for that, for the Seder.
Yeah.
And he had never stayed away from home. And he said, I have to go to my
parents.
He always felt bad that he didn't
stay by the Rebbe. By the Rebbe. They say Rav Chudin. Rav Chudin made a very, you know, this is true. He made a very late seder, and a lot of boys came over after. They went to the family, and then they came for the seder.
We were there once.
Yeah.
He was up to the suit about midnight.
Midnight, right?
And every time he would give out matzah, he said, "Haseba."
Haseba. He says. But the day he was a makbid on Chatzos. He wasn't Machber. He went until Alois HaShachar. He went to Alois HaShachar, and the boys would come over after they finished their family. It's a very beautiful thing. Unfortunately, we don't have that today.
12:20 to 4:20.
Yeah. It's a very nice thing, such a thing, to go to a Seder by a Rebbe. And you go to your family, you get the best of both worlds.
The Babishu would go to the Bochrim, to their Seder.
Would go, the Babishu would go.
Would walk into the Seder all the
time. Oh, the Hasidim, really? Uh-huh. Okay, one last point. The Mepharshim point out that giving cover to a Rebbe. This concept of not doing a seba is a fascinating idea. Is the ultimate cover you can give a Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe, because it is the only place where there's a difference between a father, a parent, and a Rebbe. Here is where you show true cover to Chachamim in this halacha. And this halacha of not doing a seba in front of your Rebbe, it is an opportunity. It is the rarest opportunity in the olam halacha, the world of halacha, where you can truly be mechaber the Talmud Chacham. Because you can give all different types of cover to the same way I give cover to the Talmud Chacham. Oh, I'm giving you I give a cover to a rich man. This person, he makes $1 million. Ah, when he walks on the street, I'm running, I'm chasing after him. A parent, you bow down to a parent. But where is there in halacha time when you give cover only to a rabbi muvok, and you don't give cover to a parent, the same cover? It's a seba by the seder. So an opportunity to not do a seba by the presence of your Rebbe is an opportunity that's once in a lifetime. It's a special status, a special kibud, which is very, very special. And adrab v'gata levincha is a time when a person has that opportunity to take advantage. All right, we'll stop here.
I would like to announce that 80 years here at Sarah Schneer, a bodily center.
Deutsch.
Deutsch. Yeah.